Welcome, everyone. As Hashem, we're learning Mishnah Berurah and Simin Yud Dalet Sif Dalid, Shir number 44, Hilchos Tzitzis, and Mechaber tells us, Mutter Litol Talis Chaveroi Ulevarech Aleha. You are permitted to take your friend's talis and to make a bracha on your friend's talis, even without permission. There's a stipulation, though. There's a tnai. And the stipulation is, just as long as you make sure that you put it back the same way you found it. This is the be a mensch part of halacha. And that's what the Mechaber is telling us. So, the Rama adds, the same halacha is by tefillin, v'huadim b'tefillin, meaning what? That you're permitted to take someone's tefillin without his permission, just as long as, we'll see later on, Hilchos Tefillin is more on this topic, just as long as you make sure to put it back the same way you found it. Different people wrap their tefillin different ways, and you want to make sure that you wrap it up the same way that you had it before you unwrapped it, you found it. I will also limoid misvarim shel chaver b'loy daitoy. The chayshin and shema yikro yisom b'limudai. However, the Rama says, and we have to know how does this play itself out in this generation. The Rama says that one is not permitted to take someone else's sefer without permission. And what's the concern? The concern is because while you're using it, the nature of the sefer is that you might rip it. So when it comes to talis, when it comes to tefillin, we're saying you are permitted to use someone else's talis and someone else's tefillin, just as long as you put it back the same way you found it. But when it comes to someone safer, you should not use it without his permission because of the concern that if you use it without permission, you'll use it even with permission, you might rip it. But if he gives you permission, he understands. That's just the nature of our svarim. They rip sometimes. We will see, Bizman Azeh, there are those that say the halach is different, and the reason for that is because svarim are made and bound on a higher quality level, as opposed to in times of the Ramah, that the Ramah is bringing down from before him, in times of the Rishonim, and therefore there is a greater leniency. Now, I will add that if one does use someone else's sefer without permission, and the person, let's say you open up the sefer, it says, you know, Mutu lishtamish b'li rishus. You're allowed to use it without permission. Or that's, it doesn't even say that. You still have to make sure that you put it back exactly where you found it. You have to return it exactly to the place where you picked it up from. The halacha doesn't change in regards to the talis and tefillin that you have to put it back the same way you found it. So just like by the talis and tefillin, you have to put it back the same way you found it. So to make sure to put back the sefer. I want to digress for 1 minute. On that topic, Rav Aaron Kotler and the Stipler, Zechroinim Lavrach, they write very strong words in letters about people who use Svarim and do not return those Svarim to the shelves. Very strong words. The word in those letters, you can even find the word Rasha. It's a very strong word. And they're saying that the person is learning from it, and the person is benefiting from it, and he's not caring about the next person. He's causing bittul Torah. You hear this? He's causing people not to learn because he finishes learning, and he just leaves the sefer on the table, and he walks away. To digress further for another second on the same point, we also have to be careful to have derech eretz with the sefer and with our chaverim. What does that mean? Excuse me for being a little graphic about it sometimes, but unfortunately, you have a shul sitter, a chumash, a sefer from the shul, for the Beis Knesses, and people use a Kleenex, they use a tissue, they put it underneath the sefer, and then they close it, and it gets stuck to the sefer. This is, excuse me for saying it like that, this is utterly, as we just said, disgusting. This is not appropriate. It's mos. And these things happen. Besides spreading germs and people getting repulsed from it, it's just, where's the Derech Eretz? Right? Derech Eretz Kadmo L'Torah. That's, they always ask, where's Daf Aleph in Gemara? It always starts from Daf Beis. That's Derech Eretz. That's where it comes from. Let's see now the Mishmur inside Siv Katan Yud Gimel. So we say, Motli Tol Talis Chavera Yilavarech Lev. We said, you're allowed to take your friend's talis and make a bracha on it. Perush, Shloimi Daitai. We're saying you're allowed to take it, Shloimi Daitai, without his permission. Now, what's the reason why that's permissible? And the reason is, says the Mishnah Brura, the Nichale Leinish, the Leoved Mitzvah B'mamayne. A person wants someone to use his items in order to fulfill a mitzvah. The undana, the understanding of a yid, the attitude, the mindset, is that a person is here to do mitzvahs. You're here to do a mitzvah. So if you have a mitzvah item that someone can use, you'll be happy with him using your item to do a mitzvah. In this case, the item we're discussing here is that of a talis. However, the Mishnah clarifies this, that a person is okay, Ruvain will be okay for you to use his talis, is dafka bakroi. I will be kvius also. That's only bakroi. Akroi means that he does it once in a while. Doesn't mean every single day that you use his talis. It's not gonna last as long. It doesn't mean every day you're using his tefillin. It means once in a while. You forgot. Whatever, you forgot. You don't have your talis here. You don't have your tefillin here. Or the same thing by dalet minim. You came to shul and you realize, you're there on time, Baruch Hashem, but you forgot your lulav at home. So you go back and forth. You'll miss davening. So you borrow your friend's lulav. He already davened early minim. But to every single day use his lulav, you know, you shake the lulav. He's not going to necessarily appreciate that. And that's what the Pesukim say on this point. Another point. Says the Mishnah, even though you are permitted to use the lulav bakroi, the tzitzis, the talis bakroi, akroi meaning occasionally, it's dafk, it's only if it's used in the place where you are. But to take it away from the location where it's in, and to take it and use it in a different location, that is not permissible, that is aser. The Efshe Shemakbir Olav Vavigezel. Why? Because it could be the person doesn't want, he doesn't mind if he uses his item, his talis, but he doesn't want you to take it out from the location where he has it. And if he's Makbir on that, when he has all the right to be Makbir, now it's called Gezel. Now it's called stealing. Now we have a different problem. Because we all, chuckle about a lulav hagazel, a stolen lulav, a talis. You can't steal a talis into a mitzvah. You say, who's going to steal a lulav? Who's going to steal it? You know who? This is a perfect scenario. The person is allowed, you're allowed to take someone's talis. You're allowed to take it. But let's say you come to a minyan, you open up your friend's talis bag, you take out his talis, and you go to a different shul, and daven a different shul, because that's where the minyan is at that time. And there's no meaning at the place where his talis bag is. Without permission. It could be his makbid. You want to use my talis money? What are you taking it to a different shul for? What happens if you forget it there? You put it down there. Before you know it, it's stolen. It's lost. Because you stole it. So now the person's diving to Hashem with a stolen talis. That's what Mishmur is saying here. Only in the place where you are can you use it without permission. Prima Godman says the Mishnah Shekhasa of the Bechol Gavne Roy Lizoy Kishabail of Imoy Shishalenu, Vain Semchal Achazok of Mokham Shechol Navarre Bikal. Koshekainim Yadeo Shumakbit. The Prima Godman says, this that we say, Nichele Leinish, that a person is okay for you to use his item to do a mitzvah, that's only if he's not there. That's only if he's not in front of you. But if he's in front of you, if he's right in front of you, so you have to ask him permission. If he's there, you don't just take it and he daven at the first minyan, right? Like by us in the morning. So someone daven at the first minyan, and then you realize your talis is not there. It's after yontif, you forgot it at home, but you have your tefillin. So he's standing right next to you. You have to ask him permission. If you don't say, we can rely on the chazaka, on the status quo, that a person will be happy for me to, especially if someone's right in front of you. It's not, you take away his item. It's not derech eretz. Now, he says, if you know the person's makbid, let's say you know someone does not like to lend out his talis. He had a bad experience once, whatever the case might be. He doesn't like to lend out his tefillin. You can't go ahead and take his talis and tefillin and say, oh, the chazak is the status quo, is that people like to lend the talis and tefillin. You know he doesn't like to. So if he doesn't, you can't tell him, no, we know the halach is people like to lend. He says, oh, excuse me, I don't like when people borrow my tefillin. I don't like when people borrow my talis. You can't take it without his permission in such a case like this. And the same thing would apply to other mitzvah items as well. Siv Katan Yud Dalet. So we said in Mechaber, on the top of the page, we said, Mutter litol talis chaveiro, you are permitted to take your friend's talis, ulevarech aleha, and you can make a bracha on it. Ulevad sheikapu lo yiso, just as long as you fold it back, the same way you found it, if you found it folded. Says the Mishnah Berurah, take a look at the Magen Avraham, v'ayim bederech achayim, we are number 14 in the English, shekasa de yoyse toiv sheikhavin shaloy liknois lo yivarech. So, here's the story. Previously we have learned that you have to own the talis. That was the previous halachas. You have to own the talis, just like you have to own your lulav in the first day of Sukkot. So the shaila is here. The Mechaber says, you can make a bracha on it. Well, the question is, do you own it? So how are you making a bracha on it? But the Mechaber says you're allowed to. So, perhaps we can suggest that what the Mechaber says you can make a bracha is because it's built into the fact that you will let me borrow your talis, even though you're not there. So you'll also give me that ownership of the talis. You'll give me the ownership of the talis. It's like a gift for that time when I use it. You have to say perhaps a svara like this or other svaras as well, that it gives me ownership of the talis. That I'm borrowing it, and you give me ownership to use that talis, not borrowing it. However, still a question. Nice. Do I own it? Do I not own it? Because if I don't own it, how do I make a bracha? So therefore, the Derech HaChaim says, the Yoyzer Toiv, Sheikhavin Shaloy Liknois Vlo Yivarech. Better to have in mind that I'm not acquiring this talis. I'm not acquiring it. If I'm not acquiring it, I don't. It's not mine. If it's not mine, I don't make a bracha. Sivkot Tezvav, fold it back the way you found it. The Kipul Harishoin, the same way it was folded the first time. Now that means as you try to pay attention, it's not always easy. Not always easy. You know, there are different people over here at the shir right now. It could be each and every one of us fold our talis differently. You know, I know somebody who folds his talis the same way, you know, like when you buy a talis for the first time.
I can never figure it out.
It's very hard to figure that out. I know somebody, it seems like he's doing it, he spends like, you know, like a good amount of time. Wrap it. I don't know how they do it like that. But it seems like he folds it the same exact way that you get it out of the bag. Most people don't do it like that. So you have to try to do as best as possible. And the same thing applies by tefillin. If you know the person, you take out the tefillin shel yad. And you see all of the ritzuas are wrapped on one side. Mm-hmm. So when you put it away, do it all on one side. If it's wrapped half and half, put it away also half and half. Sometimes people get a little fancy. They make it like look like a bird. You know, the ritzuas sticking out. Okay, you try your best. Says further, what about on Shabbos? Shabbos is the whole shaila, if you're allowed to fold your talis or not. Mm-hmm. The shaila is because of tikkun mana. Tikkun mana means you're fixing an item. So if you put it back on the same crease, it could be some place will say it's a problem because it's tikkun mana. So let's say you're borrowing someone's talis on Shabbos. So now what do? You're folding it back the same way, so now you're doing tikkun mana according to those paiskin. So do you have to fold it back the same way on Shabbos or not? Says the Mishnah Rura, of a Shabbos, he kabbalah saw, v'loy kikipulo harishon. On Shabbos, you fold it, but not like the same way it was folded when you got it out of the bag. And the reason for that is because of the concern we just mentioned, that there are those places that say that it is a problem of tikkun mana. There is an Aruch HaShulchan that is lenient on this. So what one can do, and I just want to point out, even though you're not folding it on the crease, you don't have to make it look like a pancake. You don't have to like wrap it up like in like a ball, you know, and flatten it down, this and that. You can go close to the crease. You go close to it. And after Shabbos, if you're around, you can fix it. Or after Shabbos, if you're not around, that person will fix it. That's what he's saying over here. The Magen Avraham make it with Shabbos Shlo the cap of klal. The Magen Avraham says on Shabbos, he says not to fold it at all. The Magen Avraham is lenient, meaning what? What's the leniency? Leniency is that you don't have to fold it at all, because the folding of it, any type of folding of it, will be like a tikkun mana of it.
So what do you do?
So you just
grab it in the bag, or just leave it on the table?
You put it in a way where it's not called folding, but it's not a mishmash. Yeah, you know, try to find a nice medium. Lamaisa, I do want to repeat that there is an Aruch HaShulchan that says you are allowed to fold it. So there's room to be lenient on that also. Okay. Sif Katin Tes Zayin. Mishnah Berurah says, "Bolei Daitoi, you're allowed to use it." Rather, when it comes to Svarim, the Rama says you are not allowed to use it without permission. Afilu Bakroi Ba'alma. Now, in those days, once again, I mentioned that the Svarim we have today are not like it was back then. In those days, even if to use a sefer occasionally, we're staying as aser. In other words, one might say, okay, I'm using the sefer, so I want to look something up. So he says, no, you can't do that, even if you're using it just once in a while. The chayshin Hashem yikru behen harbi ash yiskoru miroiv hashimush. Because we're concerned that because of your using the sefer, you're going to rip it. And that's the nature of the sefer. It rips. Pretty God. The Mishmur brings the Prima Godim. And the Prima Godim says, people are lenient. Then when it comes to a sitter, when it comes to a machzer, they take the sitter and the machzer that's not theirs, and they use it. And they think it's not a problem. So he says, I don't understand, says the Prima Godim. If the Rama says it's aser, because you might use it and rip it, so why is there a difference between a sitter and a regular sefer? In fact, you could say it's even worse, because a sitter is used more often than a regular sefer. I'm saying every single day you're using that same sitter three times a day at least, right? Now, once again, Paiskim is Manenu. You look at the Svarim we have, Aruch Hashem, the bindings are very strong, especially now the past 15 years. Past, you know, 15 years, the bindings, even Mamish, they reinforce a binding. Looks at some of the Siddurim even, and it's like bound before you even, you know, before you buy it. It's like double bound, you know. So there's room to be lenient. But once again, if you are going to use someone's sefer, someone's item, make sure to put it back exactly where you found it. Sif Hei, top of the page, the Mechaber says, Talis Shel Shutvin. You have a talis that was purchased with partnership. Chayev is betzitzis. You're obligated to put tzitzis on it. Chayev is betzitzis. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, Al kanfei vigdeyim, on the corners of your garment. And this is considered to be your garment. Says the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Yud Zayin, Tal Shel Shutfin, V'Tal Shel Shutfis Nochri, V'Yisrael, or Ish V'Isha, Chayev Es Betzitzis, Lo Yivarech Aleha. So, what happens if you have a talis that belongs to a man? He is one of the owners. And the other owner is a non-Jew. Or the other owner is a lady. So you'll say, what kind of talis is that? So, first of all, you and I are thinking of the talis that we wear by davening. Right? So, number one, that could be the type of garment we're talking about, or it could be a four-corner garment that has tzitzis on it. Right? Okay? So,
whether it needs tzitzis, right?
Well, when you wear it, when you wear it, we're saying, tal shel shutvis, it's chayim and tzitzis.
Right?
Right? So, but the question is now, will you make a bracha? So he says here, v'lo yivarech aleha. The Mishra says, it's chayim, it's tzitzis, but don't make a bracha on it. The arts is a chayim, that's he brings from the arts is chayim, the loik, the mesek eliezer, not like the mesek eliezer. Okay. What's the shayl over there? Because a non-Jew obviously is no shaykhus to the mitzvah, right? If he's the part of the partner, so maybe, you know, it's
yeah, but you're still
saying in your chelik, you're saying, right?
You're still saying that this is, so you're thinking of the 600.
You're wearing it even.
You're wearing it.
Yeah. That's the. And the ish is not chayav and tzitzis either, right? So that's the chayaves va'ayri. We're talking here shachaveir merutze sheila chaveir boy. We're talking here that your partner is okay with the fact that you're going ahead and wearing it. Who believes tzitzis? And at that point in time, he's not wearing tzitzis. Chayiv lasois by tzitzis. Therefore, you have to put tzitzis on such a four corner garment. Aval shutvin v'yesh by tzitzis. Ve'echad makbid al chaver shlo yelech by afilo yesh by kidei chaluko. Ve'chol chelak shir talis afilo hachi im lo yishe b'gzeilo mevarech alav oiver b'loy sisa. Now, listen to the case now. You have a talis that was bought with partnership. You ask, what's the kind of partnership that the person is makbid on you that you shouldn't wear it? It's a kashya n'maisa. Okay? Now, Reuven and Shimon are partners. Reuven doesn't want Shimon to go wear this talus. So, since Reuven is makbid, they're partners. If Shimon goes ahead and wears it, what's Shimon doing now? He's stealing. And the bracha he makes is an iser. He's not allowed to make a bracha. He's not allowed to wear it, and he's not allowed to make a bracha. Even if the garment, the half, we'll call it half, it's a larger talus, and has enough of the half that he's, so to say, wearing, is able to cover and fulfill the mitzvah, it's still not good. Because Reuben's makbid on Shimon, he shouldn't wear it. And if he wears it, makes a bracha, he's doing an iser of gzela, he's making a bracha, he's transgressing the iser of loy siso. Ki chelak ha'echad shaboy beis tzitzis ein shaloy, v'kosh shakeinim ein boy adayin tzitzis. Because if you have a talis, so 50% yours, 50% his. So if Reuven says, I don't want you taking it, making a bracha on it, so you only have two corners of a talis. So you're making a bracha for what? You can't make a bracha on two corners. Right? But Sharia, he says further, L'fizeh betalash enishel ha'yoyrish mi'aviv, Ushari. So interesting case now. He says, let's say there's a Yerusha. There's a Yerusha from a parent. The father had a talis. The boys now inherit the talis. One has to make sure not to use that talis until it's clarified and explained to everybody who the right owner of this talus is. Because then if not, then they have the same problem over here that maybe one of the brothers is stealing from the other brother. If it's not his talus yet. It sounds like a funny case, but Lamaisa, that's what he says here. Make sure, yesh lezosh shloy levarach alav, don't make a bracha, until the brother clarified who the owner is. Okay. That was Simon Yadalid. We discussed that one can take the talus of his friend, mutalito talus chaveroi, and make a bracha on it. Vavachi Kapoli saw, and just as long as you fold it back the right way you get it, same thing by Svarim. We said nowadays there's more of a leniency by Svarim, just make sure you put it back in the right place. And the talus that belongs to partners, then you cannot, if you know the partner is makbid on you, you should not make a bracha on it. You cannot make a bracha because it's stealing. Simen Tezvav, let's just begin over here. Simen Tezvav, im lahatir tzitzis mi beged le beged v'din nikro hatalus. Are you permitted to untie? Lahati means to untie tzitzis from one garment to another garment, mibeged lebeged, and the halachas of vidin nikra hatalas if your talis ripped. Says the Mechaber Zif Aleph, Mutter lahati tzitzis mitalaze velutno mitalas acher. One is permitted. Mutter lahati tzitzis mitalaze. One is permitted to take off his tzitzis from one talis and to put it on a different talis. But, so what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to untie tzitzis from one talis and put them on a different talis. But you're not allowed to take it off talis A and not to put it on anything else. Let's just read the Rambam and take questions. Now, with this whole discussion, the Rambam is clarifying is by when you can't take off a talis and put it on, the tzitzis rather, of a talis and just leave it off, that's only because as a person who's obligated to wear tzitzis. But let's say it's a talis of a mace, you're allowed to take off the tzitzis of a mace, the talis shall mace him, and because he's not chayv in mitzvahs anymore. So let's pick up again here tomorrow from Sif Tezvav, from the beginning of Simin Tezvav. We'll stop here.